You can see Theater on the Fringe in Burlington, some one-act plays in Enosburg, and a photographic exhibit of discarded shoes in Lindenville. Let's begin with actor David Shine from Burlington. He's got more about the 5th annual Burlington Fringe Theater Festival.
If you want to see some of the best theater artists in Vermont trying out new work, the 5th annual Burlington Fringe Theater Festival at Off Center for the Dramatic Arts, featuring 4 days of shows showcasing 20-minute sets by some of Vermont's best actors, directors, playwrights, singers, comedians, and performance artists.
The Fringe Fest is Thursday through Sunday, October 12th through 15th at Off Center for the Dramatic Arts in Burlington. Here's Em Frappier from Enosburg. She's got more about an evening of one-act plays.
There is something for everyone in this show, including 15-minute Hamlet, a separate piece, and the scheme of the Driftless Shifter.
Those one-act plays in Enosburg are Thursday through Saturday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Enosburg Opera House in Enosburg. And musician and producer Peter Engish has this about the Brick Church Music Series taking place this weekend in Williston.
We're kicking off the Brick Church Music Series 10th season, the Dave Keller Band. Dave Keller is one of New England's premier blues artists who has garnered many awards in the blues roots tradition. William Lee Ellis is opening, who has been described as a wizard on steel strings. This concert benefits the Williston Richmond Rotary Club. See you there.
See the Dave Keller Band and an opening performance by William Lee Ellis Friday, October 13th at 7 at the Brick Church in Williston. Mary Ackley from Lindenville suggested a photographic exhibit by Robbie Gilbert. It's up at the Quimby Gallery at Linden State College in Lindenville.
This is called The Ghost in the Shoe, and Robbie's photography is amazing, and his different pieces of work tells me my mind does not have as many dimensions as his does. Certainly, I'm still working on that. I love what I see going on here.
That exhibit called The Ghost in the Shoe, Photographs of Shoes in the Road by Robbie Gilbert, is up through October 27th. And finally, take a peek at Pastels at the Coolidge Hotel in White River Junction. Here's Susanna Colby of Randolph with more.
There are 30 paintings there by Vermont pastel artists, and it's a juried show. And I don't think you're going to want to miss this. There's some extraordinary work there.
A peek at Pastels is up through December 28th at the Coolidge Hotel in White River Junction. You can find all the details you need about these events when you visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontartscouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net.